All right, welcome back to Who's Talking, Virginia and ACC fans. It's a big night in college sports. We've got the ACC champion Clemson going against the SEC Alabama Crimson Tide later tonight, so I know we're all excited about that game. But first, we're going to get through our show here.
A few weeks ago, we had our Merry Christmas edition. Last year, the New Year's edition. And tonight, our National Championship Football edition of Who's Talking.
That's
now,
right.
Now, that's our fantasy that one day Virginia will be playing in this game.
Oh, my.
Now,
that would be a big fantasy.
Now, I'm not sure I'll live that long. You might. But at any rate.
We will get there. But first, we've got a great guest on the show. Steve Garland, UVA's wrestling coach, is joining us. And for his introduction, Habbo?
Yes, Steve is a 2000 graduate of the University of Virginia. He's in his 11th season. He's already won a couple of Atlantic Coast Conference titles in 2010 and 2015. And he's a friend of the program. Coach Garland, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
The thing I always love about you is your passion and enthusiasm. You know, I had a sales manager one time that said selling is nothing other than the transfer of enthusiasm. So I can understand why you're a good recruiter.
You thank you. Appreciate
transfer
that.
The enthusiasm about the Virginia wrestling program. I know you all just participated in the Southern Scuffle. Talk a little bit about that, and I know you had three wrestlers that did well there. So,
sure.
Tell us about that and the season thus far.
Sure. Yeah, the Southern Scuffle is the toughest tournament in collegiate wrestling. So for us, it's always a huge test. It's the biggest event besides the national championship that we do every year, and we felt like we had three guys really do some special things there. Our stud freshman Jack Mueller at 125 pounds made it all the way to the finals match and. Beat a bunch of nationally ranked guys along the way and climbed up to as high as seventh in the national rankings, depending on the ranking you look at. So as a true freshman, we kind of think that's pretty amazing. I think he's probably 15-1 at this point, which, I've had some great guys, great freshman years, but I don't think I've ever had anybody start with that type of fire, you know, that type of acceleration so fast. So we're really excited for Jack. And then our leader, our captain at 141 pounds, George DiCamillo, made it all the way to the semifinals and had the returning national champion, number one ranked guy in the country in the semifinals and lost an absolute heartbreaker. It was a pretty controversial match. We felt like that George really pressed his game plan and was offensive and just pretty much did just about everything you can do to win a match. And so we're really proud of him and just so cool to see a guy who's been in the program that long continuing to still learn and grow because, you know, it's hard to get better at this sport when you're 22 years old and you've been doing it. This is his fifth year doing it. And so to see where, you know, to see that match, the way he competed, regardless of the result, we were all extremely proud of him. So George is ranked as well. I believe he's ranked sixth in the country right now, 141 pounds, and hoping to win a national championship. I mean, what that match showed us was that he can go with anybody and that he can beat anybody. And then at 157 pounds, Andrew Atkinson, who's an amazing kid in his own right. He was actually a Romanian orphan that was adopted by parents here in Virginia and moved to Lynchburg with them and came over to this country when he was 3 years old. He's got a 3.7 GPA, pre-med pass, phenomenal kid. And he beat the number 10th ranked guy in the country from Minnesota and made it all the way to the semis and came back for the third and fourth place match and ended up taking fourth. So a lot of good stuff from those guys, and we couldn't be happier with them. But where we're at in terms of the season, we've got a crazy run ahead of us. We've got the Virginia Duels this weekend where we're going to have Oklahoma, who's a top 12 team, and Arizona State, who's a top 15 team, and Virginia Tech, our rival, who's ranked extremely high as well. And so I think they're ranked seventh in the country currently, and we're ranked 24th. So we've got a lot of teams that are really tough that we're going to face this weekend. And then we enter into our ACC run, and the ACC conference is incredible. I mean, every team's nationally ranked. So nothing gets easier from here. Let's just say that.
Well, Coach Garland, the Southern Scuffle, the big event that you're referencing down there in Chattanooga, I believe there was 25 universities represented down there, and I believe UVA finished up in the number 7 slot. Can you talk about just what you're referencing there is the strength of that event and how well our program did down there?
Sure. Yeah, anytime you can finish in the top 10 at that tournament, it's a feat. It's something to be proud of. You've got some of the best programs in the country all under one roof, And so, for example, Oklahoma State, they won the tournament. They're the most storied program in the history of the sport. And so you get to, you know, John Smith is coaching against you in the other corner, and every single guy in their starting lineup is placing. Sometimes two guys, sometimes their backups placing as well. So then you got Missouri, you got Cornell, you got Lehigh. Just one after another after another. So the strength of that tournament is the fact that there's no round off. Typically in tournaments, you get a couple easy ones here and there. At the Southern Scuffle, every single round is a brawl.
You know, Coach, you talked about Andrew Atkinson being pre-med. I know one thing that you're proud of your program is the academic achievements of your wrestlers. And I guess it's probably you got to be pretty disciplined to be a wrestler, and not only to maintain your weight, but to practice and everything else that goes with it. So I assume that goes hand in hand, right?
It should. Yeah, it should. I mean, we had 17 guys on honor roll this past semester, but I'll be honest with you, I was upset with that. I felt like we should have well over 20 at least. I mean, not my goal, and I know this may sound crazy to some of the listeners, but my goal is if we have 30 guys on the roster, to have all 30 on honor roll. I don't think that's a ridiculous goal. I think it's something that, frankly, it should be industry standard. It should be something that when you put on the singlet for University of Virginia, you're signing up to live a focused, disciplined, consistent lifestyle, and you want to do something special. You want to be set apart, and you want to basically max out on the gifts and talents that you've been given in every area of your life, and that you're striving for excellence in everything you do, and that absolutely includes the classroom. So you hope that the things that they're learning in the room translate over to the way they're studying, but that's still a work in progress with everybody.
Well, that's outstanding, and the fact that you guys were listed as a one of the top academic teams in the nation last year. Hopefully, that honor will carry forth through this year. Do you find that the strength of the academics of the team that you've been able to recruit, does that help in your future recruiting?
It does. It does. That's, as a matter of fact, Jack Mueller, one of the reasons why he wanted to be a part of our family, why he chose Virginia over so many other options that he had, is because he felt like that was really something special. He felt like when he met George DeCamillo and Atkinson and some of the other guys on the team, and frankly, when he met my staff and I think he thought we were for real, if that makes sense. And a lot of people say, hey, you know, academics first, and they say whatever they say in the home visits. And I think he kind of saw through some of the baloney and realized that we actually meant it. And that it's something that I'm really passionate about, and that I am concerned about him, who he's going to be when he grows up. And I'm concerned about who he's going to be while he's here. And I'm concerned about every part of his life. And so when they get to talking, and they're going to ask a lot of questions on those recruiting trips, the truth usually comes out, and then hopefully we get the right guy for us.
You know, you mentioned here in the conference, we, UVA, are listed ranked 24th right now, Virginia Tech 7th. Who else in the ACC in the conference has a strong program that you want to watch out for?
Sure, yeah. Well, NC State last year was ranked as high as 3rd, I believe, and I think they're ranked top 10 again this year. They're really, really, really tough. And then North Carolina, I believe, is ranked 12th or 13th currently. Pittsburgh always has a solid team. Duke just had a guy win the Southern Scuffle, and so they're going to be tough this year. So, yeah, I think pretty much every weekend is going to be crazy for us.
Yeah, I see, Coach, you got Virginia Tech, then NC State, North Carolina, Duke, and Pitt.
All of those you just mentioned.
in weeks. Yeah. Is that how many schools in the ACC do have
Six.
Wrestling programs?
Six right now.
Six.
Yep.
So
yep.
So that pretty
you
much.
Mentioned the national championship game. Clemson used to have a team.
Yeah, and I see the ACC championships, which I think last year, the year before, were in Charlottesville. It looks like this year they're going to be in Raleigh at NC
right.
State on the right. on the 5th of March. So I know, well, you got a lot ahead of you. We appreciate your taking a few minutes, and I think in the past we've had you back on around the time of the ACC championships, so maybe we'll look forward to having you back around then, and you can give us an update on how the season's going.
Well, thanks, guys. Any time I can be on the show, it's an honor for me. And so thank you so much for thinking of me.
All right. Head wrestling coach Steve Garland, we appreciate him joining us tonight. We're going to go to it's kind of a delayed bottom of the hour break. We'll be back after that with more of Who's Talking. Stay tuned.